That HOD one is going to make me think about that for a while. What is HOD? I don't know.
No, it's a non-word. Some of them aren't actually words.
Actually, I would probably say hod. Caught, hod. Oh, well.
Like cod or hod. Yeah, that's a confusing one. So now what I want to do is actually talk a little bit about just maybe your ideas about language, how people talk around here. In your neighborhood versus in the city. And there's no right or wrong answers about this. We're just curious about your opinions, actually. So do you hear people talk differently in different neighborhoods around different parts of the city in particular?
Mm-hmm. I guess in this area, this would be considered a somewhat hoity-toity area, so there's probably a lot of ego Queens English, if you will. Across the street, maybe a mile north of here, on this side of Peachtree Street, is very Latin, so you're going to hear a lot of Espanol, a lot of Castellano type language. And a few miles north of that area is all Asian, so you're going to hear a lot of Vietnamese, a lot of Chinese, a lot of Korean. South of here, there's a lot of a little bit more black area, so you probably hear a lot of Southern slang. Ain't got no, we gonna conversate, that type of the type of speaking. Up where my mother lives in the North Georgia Mountains, it's extremely backwards and Southern, almost to that real Southern slang like Andy Griffin used to speak on when he was really, really young.
Is that how your mom talks?
She's pretty Southern, yeah. My husband's mother is from, his side of the family is from Forest Park, which is down by the airport. It's South Atlanta. And they're even more Southern than my mother. She talks like this. Claire, are you coming to dinner tonight? Will I get to see you on Sunday? It's ear tickling.
Huh. It's ear tickling. I don't hear that so much in your voice.
I don't know why. I think because I grew up, you know, listening to my parents speak. And my grandmothers both had such huge influences over me. I mean, not just did we spend summers with them, but, you know, they would spend, you know, times with us during the year. My parents would go on, you know, vacations. My dad traveled a lot. My mom would go with them. My grandmothers would come stay with us. So listening to that West Virginia type of dialect.
What was that like?
Yeah, there's no way to speak it. There's no way. You can hear it. There is nobody that speaks that type of the way they speak their words and their tongue nowhere than that tri-state area. They have their own way. I wish I could imitate it because
when
there's nothing like it.
Would you go and stay with them? Would you find yourself?
Oh, absolutely. I find myself doing that. I learned to speak Spanish living in South Florida and just working in a bunch of restaurants. And when I got out of high school, I vowed to learn one word a day. Well, one word a day after 20 years, you know, you can pretty much, yeah, I mean, I translate in where I work for people all the time in Spanish, but I tend to, when I speak Spanish for a long time, even when I go back to speaking English, like at the end of the day, I'll hear that, you know, I'll catch myself. Yeah, it's really quite interesting, actually. But yeah, in West Virginia, especially, oh my God, when I hear people from there, I say, you're from West Virginia or that tri-state area, aren't you? They're like, yeah, how did you know? Well, I can hear it in your voice. Only.
So you think it's Southern, but something more than that?
No, it's not like Southern at all. It's not like Southern. There's no other way like it.